everybody. Welcome to Hammer Down on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, coming to you live from the ACT Expo. Joseph Jeremio is a driver with Talon Logistics. He's joined me at ACT, and today we're going to take a couple of test drives out on the road. Joseph, what truck are you most excited about seeing today?
Honestly, most excited about seeing Winrose. Winrose is an up-and-comer. They're offering 400 miles to a charge, so it's pretty exciting to get to see and ultimately get to drive one of those.
We're gonna have some fun. I'm currently in regen level one. We have five different levels, but with Bobtail, it's I really don't want to send us through the windshield with so much regen, right? So as you notice, we've got our information on the center screen. We've got our speed. Also, can you see sort of the heads up display in the glass?
Oh yeah.
Yep. So it's going to tell you your speed information there. On your left would be your radio, your navigation, kind of that kind of stuff. And on your right, this is all your information. This screen I'm in right now is called the monitoring screen. This is where I can see, this is the powertrain information screen. In monitoring, you see all your tire temperatures, you see your tire pressures. I like the powertrain information. It tells me my battery voltages, battery temperatures. This is an 800 volt battery system. But yeah, so we have all of our information here. Honestly, the screen I like to cruise the most with is this one. This one obviously tells my air pressures. And then once we get rolling, it'll actually have a display letting you know when there's different items or objects around you. So when you're ready, sir, go ahead and put your foot on the brake.
We only had a few minutes with the ride, but what to you was the most impressive thing?
Ultimately, the way the truck handles. The ride itself was very smooth, so it was ultimately a good experience, I think. The inside was really nice. It was nice to see. I really liked the dual display. That was kind of a cool feature. And then a feature that I've never seen in a truck before is the mirrors feature. I know that's not really legal in California, but I mean, it'd be nice to have a feature like that where you can see ultimately to the side of you with the mirror.
Gotcha. And there was a sunroof.
Yeah.
How cool was that?
That was pretty cool, man.
I've never seen that in a truck before. All right. So Mike, tell me about Winrose North America. Who are you guys? Where did you come from? And what is that beautiful vehicle behind you?
All right. So we are headquartered in Belgium. We're a global company with Chinese roots, and we are 3 years old. We have a facility here in Huntington Beach, California. It's brand new, just set up. We're here at the show today to show off our new production spec truck for the U.S. market.
Okay, gotcha. So when you say production spec truck, what type of truck are we talking about? We're talking about an electric Class 8, is that?
That's right. It's a electric Class 8 truck. We have two of the production representative units here today, one in the booth and one in the ride.
Okay, gotcha. What prompted Winrose to look around and say, hey, we should make a Class 8 electric truck?
Well, I think we've identified that the current offerings in Class 8 are not optimized for electric use. They're basically converted diesel trucks. And as Tesla has shown, a purpose-built electric Class 8 can do a lot better performance. So we were inspired by that to do a new version of that same truck.
Okay.
And that's why the two trucks look very similar, is the aerodynamics drive that.
Got it.
And if you actually park the two trucks next to each other, they don't look all that close.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So typically when you're talking zero emission trucks, mm-hmm. there's two issues that come up.
Yep.
The first is that the trucks weigh too much.
Yep.
So if you're moving a metal container, yeah, it can't be full. The second one is the range. Let's talk weight and range.
So this is part of the reason why you want to do a dedicated ground up design for electric, because you can solve those two issues. So
okay.
Our truck can do 82,000 pounds, which is the max in the US, and can go 420 miles.
Okay, gotcha. So Mike, tell me about your career path. How did you end up running marketing for an EV OEM?
That's a great question. So my most recent stop was at ABB eMobility, where I was working on megawatt charging for Class 8 trucks and commercial vehicles in general. Prior to that, I ran marketing for the eMobility group at Navistar,
okay.
Where we launched an electric school bus and the electric EMB medium duty truck.
Got it. Okay, very cool. So my favorite question to ask you is, if you're talking to a new or recent college grad, somebody who says, I want to go into logistics, what's the piece of advice you give them?
Figure out what the need is and go fill it. I mean, logistics is a huge industry. There's a lot of opportunity. It's growing probably twice as fast as the economy, I would say, in general. Just think about it. Everything is being delivered now. It used to be if you wanted to go to the grocery store, you needed groceries, you had to get your butt to the grocery store and go there. Now you can pick up your phone and have it delivered to you. That was not the case 5 years ago. It's a new world. Freight transport is growing very quickly at all levels, especially last mile and the intermediate ranges as they add more and more warehouses for everything around the country. It's a great opportunity, and I think if you're interested in that kind of career, you have a good runway ahead of you.
Very cool. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.